Last year, as Commissioner Mapps mentioned, was a record-setting year for the number of pedestrians killed on Portland roadways. Last year was also a record high for about 3.5 decades. You have to go back to the early 80s to get a higher number of traffic deaths on our Portland roadways. So I mentioned we're at 44. Last year, as of today, we had our 39th. So last year was a record-setting year, and now we're on track for higher. So many of you will remember that a couple years ago, because of staffing issues, the traffic division was cut. And for 2 years, I was the only traffic member full-time. And so recently, we've got our staffing enough to where we brought back about two-thirds of our traffic division. In case you didn't see it in May, we now have traffic division coverage 7 days a week from 5 p.m. till 3 a.m., which is when we have the majority of the DUI and speed racing type instances.
Well, we've had the
so almost every night, almost every night, almost every night, we have our officers who are supposed to get off at 3 o'clock in the morning turning in slips to me to say they had to stay late till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to process more drunk drivers and get them off the streets. Rather than just going home and ending their day like they could, they choose to stay late by 2, 3, sometimes 5 hours to help process drunk drivers and make sure they are held accountable and not just their car towed away and they walk off with a family friend or something. So we're doing what we can with the resources we have. That afternoon shift coverage is only 2 sergeants, 5 motorcycle officers, and 2 car officers. That's all we could get. But they are working as hard as they possibly can. They are excited about the work they're doing, and they take it as a challenge to get out there and stop as many people as they possibly can that are doing dangerous driving behaviors. That is their main focus. They're looking for dangerous driving behaviors on high crash roadways around the city to hold those drivers accountable that are causing these deaths in our roadways.
What do you need for the ranks to go down instead of up? They've gone up since you restaffed.
That's a great question. I think we need 2 things. Okay? I think we need 2 things. One, we have a culture change that happened over the last several years, starting with about the age of COVID, where people feel entitled on our roadways. All motorists, all pedestrians, all bicyclists, it seems like we've forgotten how to use these roadways together safely and to share them.
No, don't do that.
So,
like I told you before,
I have been involved with personally more than half of these fatal crashes and have looked deeply into the investigations. And you are right. There are motorists out there that are driving in a way that kills people.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
But there are also people that are on bikes or pedestrians that need to be also more careful
Don't
with what
you
they're doing.
Fucking dare.
So it is
How
a shared responsibility and a culture change that needs to happen. In addition to that, we need to make sure people are accountable for what they're doing. When people are driving recklessly, speed racing, driving intoxicated 2, 3, 4 times the legal limit, and getting arrested for DUIs 5 and 6 times, they need to be held accountable. We're working together hand in hand with our district attorney's office, and we have some of our own officers that are going back in the last couple of years and pulling up some of their cases that for one reason or another did not go through the system properly and got no complainant. And the DA's office is grabbing those, reevaluating them, and reissuing them. And those people are being held accountable. So together with the district attorney's office, our officers are working as hard as they can, day and night, and doing everything they can to hold these people accountable. We want as much as you to stop this carnage. I guarantee that the things that I have seen would shake anyone else's lives equally like mine. And we want it to stop. We have had at least 3 events this year that were fatal crashes that were directly related to speed racing, including some of those names that were read with a couple of those young girls, 18 years old, 3 people killed in that crash. That is the first time that we can find record of a triple fatality in the city of Portland.
So the rates are going
and then
up.
Just a couple weeks before that, an 11-year-old boy killed in a crash. We're doing what we can do, and we will continue to do it. And as soon as we get some more of our brand new officers off probation, I'm confident that the chief's office and the city council will work to make sure that the traffic division grows as we can afford the staffing. We have almost 15-20% of our staffing is on probation as brand new officers. And as soon as we can get them off probation, we will bring more traffic officers out of the precincts and back to where they belong to help process DUI drivers, get these speeders off the roadways, and strongly combat the dangerous driving behaviors that are taking place. Thank you for your time. I'm gonna pass off the microphone to County Chair Jessica Vega Peterson for her remarks. Thank you very much.
Alcohol?